Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. It may be that, like the Apostle John, you know Jesus Christ intimately. Yet, when he suddenly appears to you with a totally unfamiliar characteristic, the only thing you can do is fall at his feet as dead. There are times when God cannot reveal himself in any other way than in his majesty. And it is the awesomeness of the vision which brings you to the delight of despair. You experience this joy and hopelessness, realizing that if you are ever to be raised up, it must be by the hand of God. Right? He laid his right hand on me, Revelation 1:17. In the midst of the awesomeness, a touch comes, and you know it is the right hand of Jesus Christ. You know it is not the hand of restraint, correction, or of chastisement, but the right hand of the everlasting Father. Have you ever felt that? Have you ever, I'm sure we could all recall times when we're like, oh, that's the Lord, you know, whether it was in something that, you know, spoke to your spirit, you know, something to say, something to do, how to handle a specific problem or situation, or, you know, how to climb that hill or mountain, you know, maybe it was a, you know, a storm or drought that you were going through. We've all been there. We've all been there. You know, when his hand is laid upon us, you know, it gives us inexpressible peace and comfort. The sense that underneath are the everlasting arms. You know, as Deuteronomy 33:27 says, you know, full of support, provision, comfort, and strength. You know, once his touch comes, nothing at all can throw us into fear again. In the midst of all his ascended glory, the Lord Jesus comes to speak to us. And, you know, an insignificant disciple saying, you know, do not be afraid, Revelation 1:17. His tenderness is inexpressibly sweet. Do we know him like that? We should. We're called to know him like that. You know, Jesus died on the cross so that we may know him like that. Do we know him like that? May we examine our hearts, examine our lives, our prayer lives, our worship lives, you know, our communion with God, and ask ourselves and ensure that we know him like that. Let's, you know, take a look at some of the things that cause despair. There's despair which has no delight, no limits whatsoever, and no hope of anything brighter. But the delight of despair comes when I know that in me, as in my flesh, nothing good dwells. Romans 7:18. I delight in knowing that there is something in me which must fall prostrate before God when he reveals himself to me. And also knowing that if I'm ever to be raised up, it must be by the hand of God. Can't do it ourselves. We can't raise ourselves up. God has to do it. He uses other people. Sometimes, you know, he uses all types of things, you know. But it's always God. God can do nothing for me until I recognize the limits of what is humanly possible, allowing him to do the impossible. God will do it. God wants to do it. But we must allow God to do it. We must allow God to work in our lives. We have to want it. We have to desire it, you know. We have free will. But, you know, let us choose the narrow way. Let us, you know, draw near to God. And he'll draw near to us. So important, you know. Do we want to go deeper? Deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Yeah, as the song says, deeper, deeper, deeper in the love of Jesus. Daily let me go. Higher, higher, higher in the school of wisdom. More of grace to know. Deeper, deeper yet I pray. And higher every day. That is our prayer and song. You know, then we must hearken unto the Lord. know, allow him to work in us. Allow him to reveal himself to us and recognize when he reveals himself to us. Thank you for joining us today on the Daily Inspiration. And don't forget to join us on Saturday for the Saturday morning Bible study. Have a great day and blessings to you in Jesus' name.